Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's November 30th, 1954, and the title is Tightrope Walker. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, The Tightrope Walker. Rough and wild though it was, the Old West did not lack for professional entertainment. Road companies, concert singers, carnival operators, all sorts of show people quickly discovered that people of ordinary cow towns as well as gold camps were ready to pay to be entertained. And so it is, as our story opens, that we find nearly the entire population, the little frontier town of Pine Rock, staring agape at a man in tights who is making his precarious way along a rope stretched above their heads. A bit apart from the crowd, two rough-looking men watch, narrow-eyed.
How in blazes does he keep his balance?
Hey, that fellow's pretty good, Joe.
Yeah, he's all right. I'm wondering if he's traveling through the West by himself.
Yeah, he is. He carries his gear in a buckboard. Oh, I thought he lost his balance then. Hey, look, Joe, he's going to make it. Hey, that's all right.
Here comes a fella passing the hat, Marty. Thought you said that tightrope walker was traveling by himself.
Oh, so he is. This fella passing the hat lives here in Pine Rock. He's a harness maker.
That was a good show, strangers. How about putting something in the hat?
Yeah. All right. There you are.
Thanks. Anybody else want to help the tightrope walker?
Marty?
Huh?
For a long time, I wanted to knock off that bank over in the town of Rawhide. This is our chance.
What do you mean? How is it?
Just a question of getting the whole town to turn out away from the bank. That tightrope walker looks like a simple galoot. Maybe we can make him a proposition. Come on. Mighty nice show, mister.
Oh, thanks.
My name's Joe Rush. This here's Marty Hone. What's your handle?
Andy Miller.
Well, now listen, Andy. I got an idea. You're traveling alone, huh?
Yep, traveling alone. Used to have a manager, but, well, he was a crook, so we busted up. Ain't got any use for crooks.
No, neither have we, Andy.
Yeah, we hate them, too. But tell me, did you walk that rope over a deep arroyo?
Why, mister, I could walk this rope over anywhere. You know, I used to perform...
All right, never mind that. You walk your rope over that arroyo in Rawhide, and me and Marty will pay you $100.
Why, yeah, sure, I'll do it for that. But what do you fellas get out of it?
Why,
We're kind of promoting the town of Rawhide, see, Andy?
Yeah.
You heard of promoting towns.
Oh, yeah, sure, I've heard of that.
Of course you have. You're smart. There's a newspaper over there. We'll advertise you in it and all that. So, you get your gear together and we'll get over there right away.
It's a good town, this town of Rawhide, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. It's what you might call an up-and-coming town.
And up in what town?
Up and coming, Chico.
Up and coming where?
That is just an expression meaning the town is lively and friendly.
Oh, lively and friendly, see.
Well, we'll stop first of all at the office of the Rawhide Gazette and see how Senor John Morris is doing with his newspaper. Oh, there,
oh. Oh, look, oh, look. Senor Morris is a nice man, Chico.
Oh, see. Fine man, Pancho.
You're going out to the cafe, Andy. Me and Marty will be with you in just a few minutes.
All right. Can I order anything I want?
Sure, I ain't.
Now, just what are those bandidos up to?
Bandidos?
Two of those hombres were Joe Rush and Marty Horn, Pancho. Both of them bad.
Well, who are the other ones, Cisco?
I do not know.
No?
Perhaps we can find out in the newspaper office, since they came out of there. Buenos dias, Senor Morris.
Buenos dias, Senor Morris.
Well, bless my soul if it ain't the Cisco Kid and Pancho.
How are you, boys? Oh, we are fine, senor. Gracias.
You fine too, senor, no?
Yeah, I'm always about the same. Sit down. Let's talk.
Oh, you are a busy man. Pancho and I will come back later.
Well, I do have my paper to get out today, senor, but...
Just one question, senor. What were those hombres who just left doing in your office?
Well, they put an ad in my paper. Seems the skinny one's a tightrope walker. Gonna do his act tomorrow morning.
Oh?
Yeah, the ad says... Wait, I'll read it to you. Says, come one, come all. Absolutely free at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Andy Miller will defy death by tightrope walking over the Big Arroyo.
What connection do Joe Rush and Marty Hone have with that act?
Oh, you know him, Cisco?
Si, Senor Morris.
I don't know what connection they got with it. One of them paid for the ad. They seem like real pleasant men.
Oh, they can be very pleasant. Well, come, Pancho, let us be going.
Yeah, we be going.
Sure, and come in later, boy.
Gracias, we will, Senor Morris.
Why is Cisco frown like this?
I am trying to think what benefit those bandidos can get out of a tightrope walking act, Pancho.
Cisco think they make the money, no?
I'm certain of that, amigo. Uh-huh. They are always after money. Easy money.
Easy money.
But the profit they would make from managing a tightrope walker in this part of the country would be very, very small.
Very, very small.
They must have another scheme in mind.
What scheme, huh?
Well, that is the question.
Uh-huh.
We heard the one called Andy is going to the cafe. Let us come over there, Pancho. We may get a chance to question him.
There's the bank, Marty.
Joe, what's the setup going to be?
Well, just the minute Andy starts walking that rope over the arroyo, you and me will slip out of the crowd and head for this bank. Probably won't be any more than just the cashier in there. We'll clean out the bank and get out of town.
That's mighty simple.
Sure, nothing to it.
You sure got a head on your shoulders, Joe. Nobody but you would have thought of drawing the crowd away from the center of town like that.
Oh, I guess I figure things.
Did you pay that tightrope walker his $100?
Yeah, he's taken care of. He kept hinting he'd like to be paid, so keep him happy, I'd give him his money. Don't worry, we'll get it back when we get into that bank.
I just hope nobody figures this thing out.
Nobody in this town's smart enough to figure it out. We got a sure thing, Marty. A sure thing. Now let's go into that bank and look it over. Then we'll be getting back to the cafe.
Where that Andy on this, Cisco?
There he is, Pancho. Sitting over at that corner table. Let us go talk with him.
Look, Cisco, he got the big meal. Make Pancho hungry to look at the big meal.
But you had a meal even bigger than that one not more than an hour ago, amigo.
Pancho needs another meal. Even bigger, Cisco.
If you keep on eating like that, Pancho, you will weigh at least a ton. Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senor.
Oh, howdy.
I understand you are the tightrope walker I've heard about, eh?
Yep, that's right, mister. Tomorrow morning, I'm defying death by rope walking over the Big Arroyo.
Well, that is quite a feat.
How'd you keep your balance, senor?
Practice, mister, practice. Sit down. I feel like talking.
Gracias.
That must be a wonderful thing to be able to walk a tightrope.
Yep, sure it is. Ain't nobody else in the country can walk a tightrope the way I can.
Senor's a bachelor, senor, Cisco.
Quieto, Pancho. Are you traveling this part of the country alone?
Well, I was till I met up with Joe and Marty. Oh, they're fine fellas. Paid me $100 to rope walk the Big Arroyo.
Oh, I see. Now they are going to manage you?
Well, we ain't made any plans beyond this performance here tomorrow. But maybe they will.
And you say they have already paid you the $100?
Yep. Oh, mighty fine fellow.
Gee, very generous. Tell me, Senor Andy, how did you happen to meet these two?
Well, it's like this. Oh, here they are now, both up.
Pancho, get ready for trouble.
And Pancho thinks so too, Cisco.
Well, so it's a Cisco kid. What are you doing here, Cisco?
As you can see, hombre, Pancho and I are talking with Senor Andy.
Listen to him talk, too.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and hustle up about it.
I do not think we will, hombre. This is a public eating place.
I said get out, and I meant it. Come on, Marty, we'll throw him.
I do not think you will, hombre.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Cut that out, stranger. You can't fight with my friends.
Your friends started this, Senor Andy. We did not.
All right, Joe, take it easy. This ain't getting us nowhere.
You think I'm going to stand for Cisco snooping
around? Shut up, you...
All right, Cisco. We'll call this off. But just keep your nose out of my business, see?
Suppose you tell me what your business is.
Get out of here now. Go on. I won't talk with you anymore.
Very well, Senor Andy. Come on, Pancho.
What'd you tell Cisco, Andy?
I didn't tell him anything.
Be sure you don't. Marty, come over here a minute.
Yeah. What do you want?
A little while ago, I said nobody in town was smart enough to figure out what we're up to. Well, the Cisco kid is. He's smarter than a whip. He suspects something already.
Well, then what do we do?
Only one thing to do. Find out where him and his partner are camped tonight. Go out there and gun them both down.
I don't know about killing.
That's what we're going to do. If we don't, that blasted Cisco kid will spoil our plan. Tonight, Marty, we'll kill him.
Throw a little more wood on the campfire, Pancho, if you will.
Si, Pancho will. Cisco find out about that handy hombre yet, Cisco?
I have found out nothing, Chico.
No?
Nor am I sure about that tightrope walker.
There's the wood on the campfire, Cisco.
Gracias, amigo.
What Cisco means, Cisco not sure about the tightrope walker?
Well, I am not sure whether he is really a bandito like the other two or whether he is being fooled by them.
He seemed all right to Pancho, Cisco.
Si, he does, in the brief talk we had with him, but you cannot always tell from that.
Cisco could tell the sheriff about the two bandidos.
Sheriff is away, amigo.
Oh?
He's out of town and will not be back until next week.
Next week, huh?
Anyway, tomorrow morning we will go back to the town of Rawhide and keep our eyes open.
And we see Senor Andy walk the tightrope over the arroyo.
I think we will, Pancho. At least you can watch him.
Hmm?
But I am going to be watching the other two hombres. What is the matter, Diablo?
Diablo look up toward the bluff, Cisco.
Hey.
Now Lobo look up toward the bluff.
Madre mía.
Bull hit the sand right in front of Cisco.
Si, Pancho, it did.
Cisco, quick. Get behind the trees.
I can see nothing, Pancho. That bullet kicked sand into both my eyes.
And Pancho, help you, Cisco.
Come on, Marty. Now's our chance to get him.
Take care of yourself, Pancho. Never mind me.
Pancho, I'll leave you, Cisco.
Come on, Marty. I'm with you.
You're not hurt, Cisco, hombres. You're not hurt.
Take
care of
the fat one. I'll get Cisco.
Hey, wait, Joe. Something's the matter with Cisco's eyes. Oh, he's blind.
Hey, but blind or not, if I can get my hands on you two panteros...
Don't take no chances. Gun whip him.
That's the ticket.
Oh! That fixes Cisco. Sure was a lot easier than I expected. Tie them both up, Marty. There's a cave at the foot of the bluff just across the shallows of the river. We'll leave them in there and let them die slow. Chances are nobody will ever find them.
And once again, our friends are in deadly peril. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
I'm giving you a chance to save yourself.
This is a war.
We all seen men fall, but we did not quit. Finish this road.
You have a lot of unfinished business, Mr. Bohannon. What will it be? Life or death?
Hell on Wheels. New episodes premiere Sunday nights at 9, only on AMC.
¶¶
back to the Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, The Tightrope Walker. Seeing a chance to make a lot of money, two outlaws, Joe Rush and Marty Hone, pay Tightrope Walker Andy Miller $100 to put on his act just outside of town while they, Rush and Hone, plan to rob the bank in the town of Rawhide. Then, seeing that the Cisco Kid is becoming suspicious, Rush and Hone ride out to Cisco's camp at night. A chance shot throws sand up into Cisco's eyes, which gives the two outlaws a chance to gunwhip both Cisco and Pancho. Now, with our friends both tightly tied with rope.
We got the fat one into the cave at the foot of the bluff. Now let's carry Cisco over there.
All right, Joe. You take his feet, I'll take his shoulders. Now.
He's heavy, ain't he?
Yeah, plenty. Solid like iron.
I sure don't like to wade this river. Get my feet wet.
Well, you got them wet once. Won't hurt you to get them wet again. Hey, what's that noise?
Thunder. Storm making up in the mountains. Say, if we should get a flash flood, that'd be the finish of Cisco and his partner.
How would it? They'd be in the cave, won't they?
Yeah. But the cave's just about the river's edge. This river should flood, fill up that cave in no time.
Yep, it sure would at that.
Put Cisco down right here.
Yep.
Both of them still unconscious?
Yeah. And they'll be unconscious for a long time to come. Come on, Marty. Let's get back to town.
Pancho. Pancho.
Cisco. Where are we, Cisco?
I do not know, amigo.
My hands and feet are tied.
Pancho, too, Cisco. Pancho got a headache. Pancho got the ache all over. Pancho doesn't like me, Cisco.
I do not like it any more than you do, Pancho.
Cisco, there's thunder, no?
Si. Rain, Chico. Listen to that rain.
Pancho think it's falling the water.
The sound of that rain, we must be very close to the river.
These rocks hard, Cisco. And some of them sharp, too.
Si. Santo, just listen to that rain. It sounds like a cloudburst.
Anyway, we're not out in the rain, Cisco.
Pancho, the water is rising in here.
How'd you know this, Cisco? How?
Because water is going down my boots now. Mm-hmm. It did not before.
We must get out of this place.
The better, the sooner.
Can you rub those ropes against the sharp rock, amigo?
Pancho, try, Cisco.
This river is rising every second. Already the water is up to my knee.
Pancho, try to get free, Cisco. That can cut the rope on the rocks.
Keep trying, Pancho. I think the rope on my wrist is wearing through.
Pancho, hope so. Pancho like the water anyway, Cisco. And not like this water at all.
It's rising fast, Chico. This water is now up to my waist.
We'll not be drowned, Cisco.
We will unless we get free in the next few minutes. The rope is cutting through, Pancho. It will only be a moment or two before... Bueno! My hands are free.
Let me see if those bandidos took your knife from you.
See.
Luckily for us, they did not. I'll cut the ropes from my ankles. Now, to free you, amigo.
Hurry, Cisco, hurry. The water come aboard, and Pancho.
Bring as fast as I can, Pancho. There.
Gracias, Cisco.
Come, let us get out of here.
We get even with those bandidos, no?
Si, we will get even, Pancho.
We ride to the town now, Cisco?
No, not now, amigo.
No.
There'll be no point in that.
Uh-huh.
It will not be many hours before we meet them face to face, and I'm looking forward to that, you may believe me.
Yeah, Marty.
Yeah, everybody in town must have come out here to the Arroyo.
Yeah, they're still coming. You all ready to start, Andy?
I better wait a while for the ground to dry out.
Wait a while? What are you talking about?
The paper advertised you'd walk that tightrope at this time, Andy. You gotta do it.
I ain't sure them supports the rope's fastened to.
Marty and me fix them supports ourselves. They're all right.
Yeah, maybe they'd be if it wasn't for the heavy rain we had last night. But if that rain softened up the ground...
Forget it. You're going to walk that tight rope, and you're going to walk it right now.
But I'm the one who'll get hurt. You wouldn't.
You hear what I said?
Oh, all right. If you're sure them supports are safe.
Of course they're safe. Just one thing. Take your time doing this act, see? Don't hurry it.
I'll take the same amount of time I always do.
Go ahead and announce yourself.
Joe, you think he's getting suspicious of us?
Andy?
Nah. He ain't got brains enough to get suspicious. All he knows is how to balance himself up on that rope. Of course, if he should fall into that arroyo and get killed... that'll be all right with me.
Yeah, and with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to do my death-defying, blood-curdling rope walk over this arroyo. Something.
Come on, Marty. Let's get back to town and knock off that bank.
You get here late, Cisco.
Say, and whose fault is that?
Pancho, sorry, Cisco.
I know you are sorry now, but next time do not chase quail all over the mountainside.
Pancho, not stop to think how far Pancho goes, Cisco. Pancho's trying to catch one little bitty trail for fun.
Just remember what I told you. There's the crowd ahead of us.
Yeah, a big, big crowd, Cisco.
Oh, they'll hold.
Hold over, hold over. Look, Cisco. Senor Andy just started a tightrope walk.
I'm paying no attention to him. All I want to do is find those two banditos.
Pancho not see the banditos, Cisco.
Well, neither do I. What is this, Senor Morris?
What is this, Senor Morris?
Howdy, Cisco. Pancho. The fellow up there's all right, ain't he?
See?
I don't see how he balances himself like that.
Senor Morris, where are the two hombres who came into your office with him yesterday?
Where? Why, I don't know. Oh, wait a minute, Cisco. Come to think of it, I saw him heading back to town just a minute or so ago.
Heading back to town?
Yeah. George, look at him walk that rope. Now he's stopping.
He's having trouble keeping his balance. Those supports, they are giving away in the earth. Pancho, run and tell those men on the other side of the arroyo to hold that support steady. Quickly.
Quickly, Cisco.
I will steady this support. Senor Morris, here, give me a hand.
I'll do that, Cisco. Hey.
Cisco, Cisco, make that support steady, no?
Yeah.
Make it support steady.
Come on, Senor Andy. Come on.
Most over, Cisco. He's going to make her.
Si. Bueno, Senor Andy. Bueno. Bueno.
Oh, thanks, mister, thanks. If it hadn't been for you, I'd have been a goner.
Where are your friends?
I begin to think they ain't friends of mine.
You know where they went? Tell me at once if you know.
Well, last night I heard them talking about a bank. I didn't quite get what it was,
the
but
bank.
I...
The bank? Of course. That is the kind of trick that Rush Hombre would think of. Pancho!
Si, Cisco.
Follow me. I hope we will not be too late.
Not a soul on the street, Joe.
That's the way I thought it'd be. Over, over.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Come on into the bank.
Yeah. What if they closed up the bank so everybody could go out and watch Andy?
Well, they wouldn't do that.
Door's closed.
I'll try it. Somebody's in here.
What can I do for you? Say, what's the idea of them guns?
You're gonna find out, mister, right now. He won't ever do any more talking. Get over behind that counter, Marty, and clean out them tills.
Hey, wait a minute. Somebody's coming.
Ho, 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 ho!
Great snakes. It's that Cisco kid.
You all right, hombre? It is the Cisco kid.
Gun him down, Joe.
That time your bullet did no harm, Bandito. And you will have no other chance to use that gun.
I'm getting out of here.
Pancho, I think so, hombre. I just clip you. No! And now, Pancho, sit down on you.
I do not like to be called names, hombre. My shirt says you. Let us see how you look lying flat on that floor.
Hey, you, let me up.
Pancho, let your weapon, Cisco, say so.
Take his guns, Pancho. Then let him get up. I would not try to run if I were you, hombre. Because if you do, you will run right into the arms of that crowd.
What's going on here, Cisco?
These two bandidos were just about to rob this bank, Senor Morris. Until the sheriff gets back, you had better be responsible for keeping them in jail.
Well, by thunder.
Cisco, say you're bad wounded.
If there is a doctor among you, I'd better tend to the wounded man.
Well, I'm a doctor. I'll see to him.
How about you being responsible for these prisoners, Cisco?
Very, very well. Just one thing more, senores. Hold no blame against the tightrope walker. I'm certain he had no part in this holdup. Come, Pancho. Let us take these bandidos where they belong, to jail.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Now the sheriff come back and take the bandidos.
Yeah.
Cisco and Pancho ride again.
Well?
We finish the talk about what we start to talk about last week, no?
What were we talking about last week, Chico?
Cisco say most all señoritas want to get married, huh?
Well, see, that is true, Pancho. Most all of them do. That is only natural.
Pancho's friend Rodolfo not agree with you, Cisco.
Rodolfo?
See, you know Rodolfo, Cisco. He got a big nose, and he got little eyes. He not got much hair. He's very homely hombre.
Oh, see, of course, see. I know Rodolfo.
You know.
See, if he does not agree with me, that is Rodolfo's privilege.
Rodolfo say he not meet any senorita who would want to get married.
He has not met even one senorita who wants to get married?
Not one senorita.
Well, I cannot understand that, Pancho. Tell me.
Si.
How does Rodolfo know all those senoritas do not want to get married?
How he knows, Cisco?
Si.
Oh, it's easy.
Well, then tell me. How does he know all those senoritas do not want to get married?
He asked them all to marry him, Cisco.
Si.
They all say no.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.